Part 2. You will hear a radio talk by the director of a theater called the Citadel. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
Today we're pleased to welcome Jan Beamish, who's the director of the Citadel Theatre. So, Jan, what does the theatre have in store for us in the next few months?
Well, at present we've got Comedy Shop, which features five comedians doing sketches. It's very popular because some of the people watching the show have the chance to come and join in the sketches. It's had excellent reviews. Then, after that, there's a new play called Seekers. This is a very beautiful story about childhood, featuring Abigail Garrick, who's one of the country's top actors. But, sadly, there are no more tickets left for any of the performances. We're also putting on The Hidden Box, which is a delightful fantasy about a search for lost treasure. It goes down very well with youngsters, particularly pre-school, and actually the whole family will enjoy it too. There are still quite a number of tickets left for afternoon performances. For 1 week only, we've been lucky enough to secure Night Shift, a fascinating new play based on the diary kept by a factory owner in the 19th century. It's quite a disturbing piece with some violent scenes, so it could be upsetting for some people. But it's certainly well worth seeing if you want to get a new perspective on the industry that built up our town. Next month sees the start of a production called John Dory, a light-hearted show based on stories from the local area. Surprisingly, perhaps, it's played to packed houses in other countries in recent months. Even though the audiences knew nothing about the area, they responded to the humour and warmth of the characters. And finally, I mustn't forget Vital Signs. You may well have seen this at the cinema, where it won awards both in Britain and in the US. But this new stage version really brings to life the moving true story of a struggling young singer trying to find success.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
And this summer, the Citadel is once again supporting the Youth Arts Festival. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. Well, we're already planning a whole range of activities for young people leading up to this year's Youth Arts Festival. And we're looking for anyone from 8 to 21 years old who's interested not just in performing, but also writing, directing or doing workshops. The deadline for applications is the 15th of March, and then we aim to have the schedule for the different activities put together by the end of April. That's just a few months before the festival itself, which will be in the first week of August. If anyone would like to put on a performance themselves, there's still time to apply. You can download the application form from our website. Make sure you complete all the relevant sections. You need to briefly describe what happens in the performance. If you want, you can also send a DVD or photos of the performance. You will be expected to provide your own costumes and music, by the way. There's also a competition for anyone who's interested in actually writing a short play. The winning play will be performed at the festival, directed by Steve Taylor from the theatre here, and the writer will have the chance to play one of the roles if he or she wants to. Last year's winning play was even shown on national TV afterwards. The highlight of the festival will be a production of the experimental play Calcamon, acted and written entirely by young people. The play is all about communication, and each actor writes a sort of made-up language for his or her role during the performance, which no one else can understand. We hope it will be a really enjoyable ending to all these months of preparation, and that the whole experience will be a rewarding one for everyone who's taken part.
That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two.